you know, we don't want to see genocide in South Sudan. So we said, this is what you should continue, protection of civilians, but also continuing the dialogue for the people to go back. I went to the IDP camp. What the women are asking in those camps, facilitated by UN Women, I have a discussion with them, sitting. Enough is enough. They want to go back to the house and rebuild their communities. So the conditions to which they are living are really something that you cannot even describe. So we met with many partners while I was in South Sudan, including the women themselves. The women's group, the women leaders, is something that you need to promote to be one as women. So that's what we did in this campaign. I think there are some kind of, I will not say impact yet, but the results that we can measure, the progress we are measuring, is that, first of all, while we were there, the chief of the army declared the zero tolerance of abuse, that any person who violates the right of women will be brought to justice. At least there was a sensitization for them to come up with those messages. But action, action, action. And that is what we wanted to see happening in South Sudan. They made the, also the commitment there will be dialogue, where women will be part of the dialogue at the community level, but at the level as well, where gender-based violence also will be part on any tribunal, especially the tribunal, the special court that we are asking to be put in place in South Sudan. So the gender-based violence should be part of that mechanism.
Yes, Ms. Binetta Diop, as you are the African Union Special Envoy on Women, Peace and Security, I give you the opportunity to send a message, one-minute message, to the people of South Sudan.
Oh, I saw so many women resilient. I met them in the camp, but I met women NGOs, civil society, in government, and the women that are mobilized. I just wanted to give them that message of solidarity, to encourage them to continue, that they have to demand, to ask, to put pressure, and we are with them. Let's hope that 2017 will make sure that South Sudan become a country in Africa where we have peace, security, and stability. If South Sudan brings that peace and security in the country, Africa will also benefit from that, because it's a rich country in resources where the people are so poor when you look at it. Because of this conflict, we need to stop it. And the women that are resilient and fighters, they have to stand firm together and bring peace and demand peace from their leadership. We support them, we salute them, and we are with them.